Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast right here on Tucson.com and the Wildcaster app. I'm Justin Spears here with Bruce Pasco. Bruce, last time we talked to each other, it was in Taco Bell Arena, and Arizona just had a loss in the first game of the NCAA tournament to Buffalo. Man.
It was a quick visit, but it also turned out to be somewhat symbolic of the entire South region. A bunch of craziness going on.
And now the South Region Elite Eight is set up with Loyola Chicago and Kansas State right now. I mean,
Every time you pick somebody to win, they lose, and then the next, it's crazy the way this bracket's played out.
Would you say this is probably the most disappointing season, especially for Arizona? I mean, I know Arizona basketball has had a lot of early exits in the NCAA tournament, but I mean, when you look at the Elite Eight, it's like, man, Arizona could very well easily beat Kansas State, and they could very well easily beat Loyola Chicago. Mm. And here we are talking about those two teams in the Elite Eight, and Arizona is sitting on their couch. Yeah. And DeAndre Ayton's playing Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
A lot of time to play Fortnite this week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you look at it like that, I mean, when you think about it, to get to a Final Four, usually you want at least one of those games. If you get a good seed, you get that first game kind of as an easy game usually, although it's certainly not this year. And, you know, maybe once or twice you get a game against somebody who just upset somebody else, kind of like Arizona did in 2009 when they got to play Cleveland State in the second game and got to the Sweet 16. You need that break. So you look at Arizona, the potential path it would have had, and, yeah, it's, you know, they could have beaten anybody. But then again, they should have probably beaten Buffalo and were blown out. So, you know, it's really hard if you look at that to say they could have gone anywhere. I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Ever since Arizona has lost and Pittsburgh has fired its head coach, of course, a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors have kicked up because, one, Sean Miller is an established name in the college basketball landscape, and, two, he's also a Pitt alma mater. However, he came out and said that I am not a candidate for the University of Pittsburgh head coaching job. However, I mean, we're getting reports from these guys in Pittsburgh. I forget the one guy's name said that Sean Miller is back on. John Steigerwald, he said that Sean Miller is back on in the coaching search for Pitt. I don't think that – I just don't think that we don't know anything right now. We should just kind of take a step back.
Right. It's hard to say. I think Pitt's going through some – challenges there. They don't have a very desirable situation for a top flight coach to be attracted to right now. Being as they have no recruits and guys are bailing, they're playing the ACC, that's going to be a 3-4-5 year rebuild at least. So it's speculation, of course, a lot of it, but it is possible that a lot of boosters in Pitt know Sean Miller's name. They want their own blood, whatever, you know, they're thinking maybe it's worth a shot. Maybe that's going on, but the AD, her actions have indicated that she's going a different direction, and whether or not, you know, her and Miller have actually talked, we don't know exactly what happened, but we do know that Miller said he's not involved as of, you know, when he said that the other day. So it is speculation, but it's just an interesting situation because Pitt's got a situation where they're having trouble finding somebody. You know, Miller may or may not want to leave Arizona, and if he does, but the situation around the program is such that it's difficult for him to leave, and it's also difficult for Arizona, even if they were in a situation to hire a new coach, who would they be able to hire because they don't know what's going to happen and what coach would want to come in here. it's just it's like almost like everybody's maybe going to have to kind of wait it out and see what happens here.
But currently, Sean Miller, he's on the recruiting trail. Yeah. He's out checking out guys. However, he doesn't have an assistant coach for next year. And really, he's got Mark Phelps, who's his only coach that is returning, because Austin Carroll was just an interim guy. He was just there to fill in the spot for Book Richardson. Yeah. And we don't know the status for Carroll moving forward. So Mark Phelps is the only guy on Miller's staff right now. However, those two are tagging along together and going to recruits his games. He was at Devon Air Detrieve. Mm-hmm. He was at his game. It was a playoff game against Sharif O'Neal.
Yeah, ironically. Yes.
Former Arizona commit. And O'Neal's team won. But, I mean, it's pretty promising that Sean Miller is still, as soon as the season's over with, he's going out and trying to get recruits.
And that was 2 days after Boise. So literally he went from, maybe he went back with the team, I don't know, but he was in L.A. by Saturday watching that game with Mark Phelps. And that, yeah, that shows you that, you know, he's, you know, at least operating as if he's going to be back. He's got to get some guys. He knows he's got to get some guys. And frankly, he's a resourceful enough recruiter and usually you know, as involved in the process that he could probably operate without some assistance right now and be okay, you know, and probably maybe pull in an assistant or two sometime next month, you know, whether or not he elevates Austin Carroll or Austin stays in basketball operations, which is what his job is. That's not clear yet, but, you know, he's, you know, usually Miller's got his fingerprints on every recruit that comes in. And so that's why. Yeah, you know, I think he'll be fine. It's just he's really going to have to scramble, and he apparently already is.
Yeah. I mean, but shouldn't Miller look for assistant coaches to help take the load off him? Because, I mean, again, no matter who he hires, he's going to have some connections to several uncommitted, unsigned players around the country. I would just figure that would be more of a priority to help take the load off of bringing players in for next season.
Yeah, and sure, and it does help, you know, little relationship stuff. I mean, again, he gets involved, but it's also helpful to have a second assistant be able to have that time to make the day-to-day contact. And I think in a lot of cases, too, you had Book Richardson and Joe Pasternak would start the ball rolling with a lot of these guys. Pasternak was really tied in internationally and also in the West Coast, and Richardson, of course, up and down the East Coast, and a lot of times their contacts would lead them to start somebody, and then Miller would jump in. It was a good combination to have that. And, you know, so he's going to need that too, I think, you know, in some form or another. And I'm sure that you know, that'll be a big factor in what he does as far as looking for an assistant hire or two.
But looking ahead to next year, for now, Sean Miller is the head coach of Arizona. He will have six players returning. Ira Lee, Chase Jeter, the Duke transfer, Emmanuel Acock, Brandon Randolph, Dylan Smith, Alex Barcelo. But that's not going to get it done next year, especially a Pac-12 conference that's going to be pretty much a lot better than it was this past year, I would say, with Oregon and UCLA. But if you look at across any recruits that are out there, I mean, I look at, like I mentioned, Devon Air Detrieve, who's a 6'5 combo guard. He could play some point guard. I don't know how well his handles are, but he seems to have a nice little handle on him. And the grad transfer is Aaron Calixte. Is that how you pronounce his name? From the guard from Maine?
Yeah.
But I was looking up his numbers, and
he's a scoring.
He's a scoring point guard, right. And he's 5'11".
Right.
So he's kind of Parker, but with a little bit more of a scoring edge.
Right.
Which could be valuable for them.
Right. I haven't seen him play, but it's possible you get somebody like that. Maybe he's a little like Mark Lyons was when they brought him in as a grad transfer, and kind of that scoring point guard who brings you that experience and leadership. They could use that. But I also think if they can get him back, would be a really key is Brandon Williams. I mean, he would be that, you know, he'd be a freshman, but he's really good and you know, a point guard who can score, but also knows how, you know, is really proven playmaker, and you know, guys seem to like playing with him, etc. He could really be a, you know, a really big piece in keeping this thing together, because right now you're looking at Alex Barcelo, playing point guard, and you know he's got plenty of potential, but didn't get to develop all that much this year with his injury, and then he sort of fell out of the rotation there.
Yeah, and then their front court's kind of wishy washy because you have Chase Jeter and Ira Lee, and are those guys going to carry the load for all year long? So they also have Jordan Brown, who's still in the market, who's a five star player, but it's looking very unlikely he's going to go to Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've heard, he's looking at Stanford really heavily. If he can get into Stanford, apparently there's a question about that. And if it looks like he can get in, I think they're the leaders. But if not, he's pretty wide open, I think. He's been listed a lot with Cal, but I think he's open enough it's possible Arizona could get in. I mean, they certainly – one thing that Sean Miller has to on his side is the ability to sell opportunity and minutes to these guys. I kind of liken it to what he did with Derek Williams in back in 2009. He had a bunch of openings when he first came in. Derek Williams was back on the market, as was Moguln Jones, because of the chaos at SC at the time, and they both got out of that. And then lo and behold, they both came in and played a lot as freshmen, and then Williams, of course, became a number two pick as a sophomore. So if you're Sean Miller, you could go to somebody like Jordan Brown and say, hey, look what I can do if you come in here with this opportunity, and then I can develop you and blah, blah, blah. There's something to be said. So you never know. It is possible. But I think as backup, they're looking at the guys they have, and maybe they can get one or two of these high school guys, and then probably a couple of grad transfers and or JUCO, you know, like he brought in Jesse Perry a number of years ago to kind of fill in, you know, the with some toughness in the front court. Yeah. Maybe a guy like that. There are plenty of those guys out there. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to be five-star lottery picks, you know.
Hey, maybe you could look over at the Pima Community College right here in Tucson. They're in the Final Four right now for the junior college. I'm just saying. Right. Just saying. All right, Bruce, well, I guess that's really the only updates going on with Arizona basketball as of now.
As of now, but I tell you, it's a very fluid situation. We could be here on Monday and something else completely different
happens. Absolutely. Okay. Well, again, don't forget to subscribe to the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts and download the free Wildcaster app. For Bruce, I'm Justin. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.